Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun. To the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files. Congratulations to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, for celebrating 1 year in broadcasting on liveparanormal.com.
This is Team Investigators.
Edward.
Frank.
Steve.
Candy. Jessica.
From California Ghost Chasers. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
With Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. I'm John Temporilli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And hands down, the world's most unique paranormal broadcast is Sophia Temporilli brings you all the latest haunt topics. I came up with that one. And everything paranormal in the field here. And on liveparanormal.com, History FM, each and every week. And good to see all the glitches are out on Blog Talk Radio. I took a listen last night and got some broadcast, and it looks like everybody's back on track. And it appeared somebody had hacked into Blog Talk Radio, which is the foundation work for Live Paranormal that everything's feeding off of, and you know, where the archives are and everything, and everything was down. So good to see everything back on track. Everybody, welcome. Welcome to the broadcast. Got a great show for you today. But first, I want to thank Rob Sirk, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format for Sophia each and every week here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM, and all our moderating crew, Rhonda, Mistress Avalon, Carla, Lexi Doyle, Claude, Abel, Kevin, Micah, everybody, thank you so much for getting you. Even when things are running right and the glitches are happening, thank you for getting everybody into the live players and into the show. And if you haven't done so already, get into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, give yourself an avatar, and you're part of the liveparanormal.com family. Here, let me just make sure everything's running right. Yeah, it looks like everything's going good. Swimmingly, as they'd say across the pond there. And okay, yep, Sally's indicating she's in the chat room. She's indicating everything's up and running. So good. Okay, yeah, everybody, thank you for all the well-wishing and the sentiments and everything for Shirley and I in our 16-year wedding anniversary yesterday. And we're going to be checking in with Sophia, too. She had a fun beach day and everything, but thank you all for all the sentiments. And I was glad I got the Facebook to work and finally load those pictures. I couldn't get anything to load all this time, but finally things started to work, and I got the pictures up there and stuff for all friends and family and all the like to check out. But today's broadcast, we have Beyond Expo Las Vegas and Beyond Film Festival 2013 fundraising event. Co-founder Susan Bell, psychics Mike Loop and Peter J. Serrano. They'll be on live, offering live readings, so feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. I'm going to get that posted in the liveparanormal.com chat room right now. There we go. Okay. And so we have the phone number in the chat room. Feel free to call in. Again, live readings. And let me see here. Get back to my page. Here we go. Okay. Also, two free Vegas event giveaways to Beyond Expo Las Vegas this year. So be sure and tune in. Get in the queue. We're going to randomly select callers, and we're going to work that out along the way. I'm going to take the numbers and then check with you and then verify that you won and everything. So, okay, that's the best way we have possible to do this. So, Haunted Queen Mary Ship historian, author, and paranormal researcher Nicole Strickland will be live on the show broadcast next week before Cinco de Mayo. So, 5-4, May 4th. Team investigators of Paranormal Association and of Cold Case Files will be on 5-18. Los Angeles Chicago Hauntings tour founders Scott and Ursula with free LA ticket giveaways June 1st for the LA tours, paranormal tours. And so exciting there. So mark that on your calendars. The Ghost of Sophia Temporelli 2-year anniversary celebration spectacular will be June 8th. Congratulations to Sophia. Coming up on 2 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Studio psychic Jennifer Schaefer and Empath Don Staggs will be on live to account a home haunting clearing that was personally witnessed by Shirley and I. So we're all going to talk about clearings. And all you paranormal teams, investigators, this is a good one to pay attention to. And people that are out there with home haunting issues as well. That's going to be June 22nd. Paranormal investigative researchers from Visual Paranormal Investigations, June 29th. Also upcoming, Bob Davis and Brian Clune, co-founding team investigators at Planet Paranormal. Bob's son is doing great in baseball, and he's got all these tournaments and things, so that's to be determined. We're going to schedule that date, but look for them upcoming as well. So I'll give you the links and everything on how to well, if you like the Ghost Host on LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page, you learn about the guests as we learn about them real time, and we don't inundate the wall with anything. How's the weather in your neck of the woods and all that kind of thing? So definitely check that out. But collective prayers for psychic Tiffany Johnson, who's still recovering, going on 4 months now, the stroke recovery, and also to River Avenue Don, who always joins us in the LiveParanormal.com chat room, a big supporter of the show, and he's undergoing therapies during the shows. And so he's catching the archives, but any thoughts or collective prayers of warmth throughout the day and throughout the week for him to just really, alleviate any of the stresses and things that he has ongoing, too, with his treatments. And also, too, of course, like LiveParanormal.com on Facebook group page to learn about all our broadcasters here on Live Paranormal. And definitely on LiveParanormal.com, check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, he's great about rewarding his audience here. contest. Great contest I'm going to tell you about here in a second, too. Paid attention, any evidence captures that you have and things, paranormal teams, that's you and individuals. Anybody can enter, actually, but I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But definitely check out the membership packages. HauntedOrange.com, go to HauntedOrange.com. Currently running through June 27th, a monthly lecture series on the mysterious and the arcane at the historic Roars Building in Orange County, right here in California. From folklore and theologies to the Victorian world of the spiritualist. All attendees will walk that fine line between the natural and the occult. Featuring Piercing the Veil author Charles Spratley. View the entire lecture series lineup, themes, and details at HauntedOrange.com. That's HauntedOrange.com, so don't wait. Las Vegas Paracon 2013, that's August 23rd through the 25th. Plenty of time to plan for that one as well. Featuring Ben Hansen of Sci-Fi Channel's Factor Fake Paranormal Files, Brian Cannell and Jason Gates from Haunted Collector, Susan Slaughter, and Heather Hoffman of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters Academy, and more to announce in the coming days ahead. So, I mean, it's still getting the presenters and venue going, too, as well. Opening night, noted and televised paranormal expert meet and greet at the rooftop pool area of Benyon's Gambling Hall and Hotel overlooking the downtown Las Vegas Strip. Two following night investigations of the infamous casino, including all-day paranormal speakers, vendors, foods, and, of course, being Vegas, drinks, and workshops throughout. Ticket info available at ticketleap.com, leap like a frog, ticketleap.com, or you can email them directly at elitevegasparanormal@gmail.com. Today our guests are, Susan's going to be on, the co-founding member of Beyond Expo Las Vegas. So go to beyondexpolasvegas.com. This one, let me just do the old cut and paste here. Put on the hold music. Okay, there we go. It's in the chat room, beyondexpolasvegas.com. See the speakers, presenters, and we're going to let them tell you about personally about the event and everybody in the lineup as well and what to expect. Paranormal team, psychics, paranormal capture enthusiasts, this is you. This is through liveparanormal.com, History FM, this very station you're listening to right now, paranormalcontest.com. So if you go to paranormalcontest.com, that's an easy one to remember. See the homepage of liveparanormal.com also too as well under the thumbnail contest. And so the formats are photo, audio, video, captures, cash and merchandise prizes, $100 top prize. So it's 100% unbiased judging. You can see the panel of judges there as well. And so get those captures submitted right away to liveparanormal.com at AOL.com. Oh, no, liveparanormal at AOL.com. So it's liveparanormal at AOL.com. And I'll get the info posted in the chat room, too, as well throughout the show. Tonight on liveparanormal.com, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, Paranormal Nonsense, My Paranormal Story, Boundaries of Reality, and Raven's Nest. And always, too, Monday nights, right here, our very own Chip Coffee of Psychic Kids and Paranormal States on A&E. Chip Coffee right here on liveparanormal.com every Monday night. And you could be a part of the chat room, call into the show. And also, to check out all the new broadcasters joining liveparanormal.com. So it's everything paranormal 24 hours a day right here. And, great lineup of broadcasters here. Archive shows, if something happens, you get bumped out of the chat room, anything along the way. Archive shows are available now at liveparanormal.com/ghosthost.html. Also, two free MP3 iTunes downloads are available on the liveparanormal.com homepage under shows, heading thumbnail, and then select archives. And, of course, as always, Peter James will be taking your calls today.
John, talk to me, John.
Peter, thank you so much each and every week to do that, to come back and really be a part of the show. None of this would happen if it weren't for you and your work and dedicated work as being a legendary paranormal researcher within the field. And thank you so much for doing that for us.
I'm here to help you.
Thank you, Peter. And everybody, you know, loves knowing that. And do you have a message for everybody in the chat room?
I'm not afraid of you.
Well, I know they know that, Peter. You know, make them feel comfortable.
I'm not going to hurt you. I promise you that.
They know that, Peter. Gosh, but look at them. You know, they're starting to get in the chat room, and, yeah, see in the chat room there?
He said she's caught. Did you hear that?
No, they're not caught in the chat room, Peter. They're in there willingly. They love being a part of the show. We got to get you in tune to that. That's what's going on. So if you haven't done so already, jump in liveparanormal.com chat room, be a part of the show. And, again, call in. Free psychic readings. We have ticket giveaways, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yes, Peter. And do you have a message for everybody?
We're here with love and light for you.
That's fantastic, Peter. Peter is here with love and light for you. Without any further ado, we're going to get underway with the show here. And, of course, Psychic Mike Gloop, and, he's going to be coming on. But, do you have any, let's see here. You have a question for Mike? You've worked on the ship a long time and founded the Paranormal Evening Tours aboard the ship.
Do you like Sarah? And do you know Carrie? Is Carrie your friend?
Okay, we'll ask him when we bring him on here. Right now we're going to bring on the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli. And let's see here. Where is she? Let's see. Sophia? Good. Okay, I got the right line here. Are you eating?
Yeah, I was trying to say 1 second, but I was drinking a Coke, so it didn't work out.
Okay. Oh, good. So we're gonna have some belching going along with that too. Speaking of, you have 2 years in broadcast, huh?
You said there's gonna be belching. I don't belch or burp. That's you.
Oh, it's like men sweat and women perspire. So you have another, tournament. Well, how was the beach day yesterday? Yesterday was Mom and Dad's 16-year wedding anniversary, and you guys were out on the beach and stuff, so how was that? What'd you guys do?
Well, me and Joseph watched Michael fall off the paddleboard a bunch of times, we buried Michael in the sand and then started walking away, and he got out, and then he tried getting us.
Okay, so he's out now.
No. Or is he? Is the question of life.
Well, we'll wait till after the show. That won't be too much longer. You can call Grandma and have her go out there with a metal detector, try finding him or something. But, a lot of shenanigans and goings-on with you kids out there on the beach.
Dad, you weren't even there.
No, I was here, and then, got in from work and everything, and then you guys came in, but you guys got a lot of sun, too. Gotta be careful about that.
I taught Michael how to paddleboard. Then me and Joseph and Michael went and got ice cream, and we had Subway and stuff.
Wow, that must have been an arduous course. I mean, what's it take to learn how to paddleboard? I mean, what are the physics behind that?
Yeah.
How long does that take to master?
I'm hireable for $1 million an hour.
You're standing on a board with a paddle. How long does that take to learn?
Well, Michael kept falling off, so obviously a while.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. There's balance and all those kind of things, too. And the old school carnival.
You need to know how you paddle to put it in reverse, turn.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of physics to it. So the old school carnival was last night, huh?
Yeah, I said you don't know it.
I don't. But how was the carnival last night?
Good.
Hello?
Good.
Good. Good. You got this broadcasting thing down there, so you... let's see. But, I want to thank everybody, too, again, for all the well-wishing and everything for Shirley and I's wedding anniversary. Without any further ado, we're going to see. Let me see here. Peter, he's gesturing over here to me. Let's see here.
Come through. Speak to me.
Okay, let me see here. We have, is this Mike Loop?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey,
guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Is Susan? But Susan, she might be in the call in the switchboard. Just look
let me take a look here. Let me try here. Okay, Susan, 702.
Yes,
hi, Mike. It's Shirley. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
That's my mom.
Yeah, let me see. Is this Susan at the 702 number?
Yes, that would be her, yes. And Peter should be 602. And if Peter's in the call screen, it would be 626.
Yeah, 626. I don't have a 626 number. Let me put the number out there just one more time. It's 619-639-4606.
Okay.
That's 619-639-4606. So I'll keep a lookout for Peter in the queue as well. And but let me try the 702 number again.
Yes.
Susan?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hello?
Hey, Susan.
Well, thanks for coming on the Ghost Host Show.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to. Mike is so awesome, and I wanted to, you know, be a part of the show, and I'm just so happy that you guys agreed to let me come on with you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Susan. Yeah, again, I'm going to keep an eye out for Peter Sereno's number in the queue. So far, yeah, he hasn't called into the show yet. But, yeah, again, 619-639-4606 in case he's listening too as well.
Yeah, he's a little bit under the weather lately, so he may show up, he may not. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll see.
But yeah, again, to let people know, yeah, there's going to be psychic readings by Mike if Peter can't make it as well, and two ticket giveaways. Sounds like a great event, great lineup and venue, Susan. Thank you so much. You know, thank you guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
So. Susan, what drives and motivates you to co-found the basis of the Bobby and Dean Bell Foundation Inspirational Beyond Expo events, which will be from October 16th to the 19th of this year?
Right, and it's this is our biggest fundraiser. It's also our first year, so we appreciate anybody helping us get the word out. Our goal, if you go on our website, you'll see that the foundation actually was created to build a school, the first residential college in the United States that caters to special needs. And so our goal is to, I won't say rehabilitate because that's kind of the wrong term for it, but what we want to do is offer an additional education to those with special needs that don't have a chance to go to college, that they really, because they do have special needs, they can't really function in a normal college setting. So what we want to do is cater our setting to teaching them things like culinary arts or horticulture or working with animals, which is people with Down syndrome and autism, they have a real connection to animals, sort of like the spirit is within them. And something one of our psychics here in Las Vegas said on a show that we did a week or so ago, Dawn Short, she said it so succinctly that children or all adults with special needs have this purity about them. And in that purity, they're open to, you know, to learning, and they're open to spirit. They see things that maybe they can't tell us that they see, but it's there. And being that my grandson, Skyler, has Down syndrome, I know firsthand not only what their capabilities are, but the lack of education that is available to them. So what we want to do is bring to light that, and we are trying to paradigm a school that is in England that was actually established in 1927, and the name of it is Derwen College. It's D-E-R-W-E-N. If you Google it, or they're also on Facebook, you can go and see what we want to use as our paradigm for the school we want to build. So that's what our event is about. And secondly, my family, the Bell family, we have certain gifts of our own. we don't claim to be psychics or anything like that, but we dream a lot of things. And so it was very natural to us, because we've grown up with this, it's very natural for us to embrace the paranormal community. So our goal was to bring, you know, psychics and mediums and the paranormal community together, to have seminars and workshops so that everybody, you know, can come together. Also, Kelly Coffey and her daughter, Samantha, are going to do a special seminar just for kids. So sort of like a psychic kids seminar. So we're so looking forward. Pardon me?
Oh, no, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys have seen Kelly in the Raw on YouTube, but she's just an incredible lady. Her daughter is also very gifted, and we all know what it's like for children who are, for lack of a better word, are different. They see things, they have gifts that they don't know how to control. You can't talk to your friends about it because they think you're nuts, and, you know, this kind of thing. So she also has a group on, a secret group on Facebook that deals with, you know, children who have psychic abilities, and this gives them a forum to express themselves.
Right.
So we definitely want to focus on kids as well, with our, you know, with our expo, so that children become, you know, they use their gifts in a very special way, and they become more enlightened. And so those are our goals, not only for the foundation, but for the expo as well.
Wow.
Oh, Susan, who will be presenting, featured and vending at Beyond Expo Las Vegas this year in October at the Riviera Hotel and Casino Event Center?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm driving, so I missed that.
Be careful, too, by the way. But, yeah, who will be speaking, presenting, and vending?
Yes. We have, if you go on our website, you will see some of the, you know, the events that we're having there. But we, at the Riviera, we're at the event center there. Not only do we have, you know, exhibitor space, vendor space, but we also have skyboxes that we'll be conducting our seminars in. And also, because we have these skyboxes, we're able to do private readings, seances, whatever we choose to do, we have these rooms available to us. So, you know, anybody who wants to, Mike Lupus is kind of handling all of our special guests, like psychics and mediums. So if anyone wants to come on in that area, they need to contact Mike, and so he will, you know, he will relay everything to me. Vendors, if they want to, or exhibitors, if they want to go on our website, they'll find a link. Fundraise.com is taking care of all of our ticketing, for us. They're amazing, and you just go on and you click on the link, and it will tell you. Also, we need donations, so if anyone wants to donate, they can also go on Beyond Expo on Facebook, and there's a link, or Mike has a link on his page. Everybody can go on. You can donate and help us, you know, raise awareness and also be able to advertise more, because that's actually what we're using any of the donations for at this point, is to get the word out so that our fundraiser will be, you know, more successful. And
right.
Also, anybody who does donate, and there's no amount, even though if you click on fundraise.com on our fundraiser, it will say $25 and $50 or whatever it says, but it also gives another place for another amount. It doesn't matter what you donate. It really doesn't matter. $1 will help.
Mike,
so
I can certainly sense your, you know, compassion, you know, for the foundation and your work and related work and personally being involved. So,
Yeah, you know, this is people who really have never experienced someone with special needs. They are just such an incredible joy. Skylar lives with, you know, we all live together, and Skylar has been a part of my life since he's been born, and it's just, I can't even tell you what he means to all of us. We recently got Tango on our phone, and so we are able to you know, talk to my mother in Georgia. And yesterday when we saw her, and she's been very sick, so anybody please, your prayers, your positive energy, I would really appreciate it because she's not doing well. And I was hoping that she would be able to come to the expo. But yesterday when Skylar said, you know, hi, Nanny, the tears were just rolling down my mom's cheeks. So that's what he means to our family. I can't even tell you the love, the joy that he exudes every day. So to give these, you know, to give individuals who are just kind of forgotten, you know, when they turn a certain age, they get disability and everybody kind of forgets them. And so they're not able to lead the kind of life that really they can lead. And it's just, it's kind of heartbreaking for us who know it firsthand. And so anybody, yes, anybody that wants to help us, and we'll also be doing a huge banner at the expo, and everybody that, you know, donates to the foundation, because 100% of everything goes to the foundation, completely.
Wow.
And anybody that donates, their name will be on a banner hanging down. So it doesn't even matter if it's a dollar. We love people with a dollar. It doesn't matter. So their name will be in the banner. And then if they send us their email address, then we will keep in touch with them and tell them how we're progressing on, you know, buying the land for the school and that kind of thing. So we intend to keep in touch with everyone.
Right, I see, too, you have actor Vernon G. Wells from Road Warrior, you know, like the punk rock guy, you know, was taking on Mel Gibson, everything, Del Zamora from True Blood. You have Ashley Goodwin, Aaron Goodwin's sister, and you just have an incredible lineup, too, for the event.
Yes, and one of the things that you guys may not know, because it just happened this week, as a matter of fact, but
oh, yeah,
Travis Short, who is the publicist for Bill Bean, got in touch with me and told me how much Bill wanted to be a part of our event. So we will also be welcoming Bill Bean, and we haven't had a chance to actually put him on because it just happened in the last couple of days. And he will be a part of our events as well. And he will be doing he'll be a part of all the panels and discussions and everything. So, yeah, he and Vernon Wells is a personal friend and has been so for the past 22 years. He has he's watched Skylar grow up. Vernon is my youngest daughter, Jody's godfather. He and his wife are her godparents. Yeah, and so Vernon and I did a television show together, and we've done other projects together with films and things like that. So he's just a terrific person, and he wants to, you know, he wants to do everything he can because, like I say, he's grown up with Skylar, and or Skylar's grown up with him. Del Zamora is another. He is such a fantastic guy, and he I think he's doing Don Bartola again. You know, he does with the True Blood, and I think he was just filming. I got something from him that said he was filming. And then Kelly Coffey will be there, and she's on YouTube, Kelly and the Raw.
Right.
Of course, Amy Goodwin, Trimble. And Bill, and every day people are contacting us about being involved with the event. So that is tremendous for us because the love is just, all that positive energy is just fantastic. I can't tell you how it warms our hearts. And so anybody that, you know, that wants to be involved, anybody that wants to volunteer during the, you know, the events, because we'll need, you know, runners and people like that. So anybody that wants to do anything, just get in touch with me. Actually, the best way is to send me an email at beyondexpo@live.com. So it's beyondexpo@live.com. Or if you're, you know, if you're a paranormal, then get in touch with Mike.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to put a link in the chat room as well. The call-in number is 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606, and there's the link, beyondexpolasvegas.com. And also, too, Peter Sereno and Mike Loop. Mike, what's your involvement? What are you going to be doing as presentation for the event?
Oh, for the event. Well, I'm pretty much taking care of all the paranormal activities that are going to be going on there. I'm going to also be doing some seminars, speaking on stage, talking about spirit communication, psychic development, kids in the paranormal, how they develop their own psychic abilities. Peter and I were thinking about doing a seance while we were there, because we did a seance in October at an event out there in Columbia, California. So we're thinking about a lot of different things we're going to be doing. And obviously then I'm going to do a special demo doing psychic greetings in front of a whole wide audience at the expo as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of people, and I hope a lot of people do come out and just put the awareness and get everybody together, help them with the Bobby and Bell Foundation, you know, do that type of stuff. And just have a good time. There's going to be music, bands. There's going to be a haunted ghost tour going on as well. There's going to be the red carpet ceremony event and the film festival. It's going to be great, guys. Just come on out and have a good time there.
So, Mike, how long have you and Peter known each other?
How long have you known Peter Sereno?
Oh my goodness. Seriously, I wish Peter was here to mention it too. I've known Peter for about nine and a half years. I met him back in 2004, a little bit late in 2004. Just a little after I met Peter James. And then I wanted to learn more about my psychic abilities. So I found this foundation in Anaheim called Learning Light Foundation. And I saw his class, and I was just drawn to it. And there were other metaphysical teachers and psychics and different people who teach there. And I was just drawn to Peter for some unknown reason. And I took his classes. He was telling me I was going to learn really quickly. Growing up, I was taking his classes every week. And I've been going ever since. And it's something I haven't been telling people, because there's a lot of things, you know, I like to keep to myself. There's other things that I like to mention, and then there's, like, things I want to keep to myself. So basically, me and Peter are working really close together right now on a lot of different projects. We're working together on the event. We were just both filmed for a movie that just is going to be coming out in October. It's called Paranormal Asylum. The story of Typhoid Mary, and Peter and I are basically going to be inside the special features of the DVD, talking about demonic spirits and ghosts and all that different thing. And there's going to be other people who are in special features as well. So when that comes out, I'll let everybody know. They can check that out. And the current project I'm in right now is a documentary called Lost Souls, The Crossover. Pretty much that entails where we go into homes with people who are having malevolent spirits, demonic activity, spirit attachments, you name it. We go in there and we try to get rid of these entities that are negative and demonic in nature and try to move them on. And if someone's possessed, Peter pretty much goes ahead and deals with that aspect of things. And spirit attachments, I'm doing the spirit attachments and getting rid of that. And then we also have psychologists on our show of the documentary coming up to every single investigation that we go through to document the findings and it should be out in October. Pretty much I have all the day and when we film and whatnot. But right now I'm just in between things because of the way Peter is feeling with his medical condition right now. So basically I'm the one that filmed already two segments of the documentary already, and it's really, really crazy. This girl, I'm just going to tell you really quickly, guys, this is this girl. She was being scratched, demonic activity, and the psychologist thought it was only she had, like, a personality disorder because, you know, she would change, her voice would change, and I was like, no, this is something demonic, and then all of a sudden, the girl started speaking in a different language, in Latin, and started, you know, like out of a movie, right?
Wow.
And, yeah, it was that frightening, and it scratched me again. And the psychologist, they were like, what the heck? And I said, see, I told you, it's nothing personality. And it made that psychologist like, whoa. So I got to do another follow-up with him and the family with the girl's demonic activity. And that's something that comes new, too. A lot of you guys remember where I used to believe demons are just personalities, ghosts with personalities. After my incident last year, and with Peter teaching me a lot of different stuff, I do believe in demons and that they do exist now. So it took me over 9 years to finally believe that demons exist, and after witnessing it, and now I'm a believer, you know, so it's something that I'm working on now. So, yeah, and there's more to come, new things. An event in Canada. I'll be in Canada October 27th, I believe, doing an event there. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things coming up.
So, Mike, what advice would you give people that are trying to develop or understand a psychic ability or even handle a home haunting issue?
Oh, okay. For one, psychic development, with everything, you got to go ahead and meditate. Every time you do psychic abilities, you always want to meditate. Now, everybody constantly wants to see spirits. That's like the number one thing people want to do is see ghosts. It doesn't happen like that. And some people try to induce themselves to see spirits. They either take drugs, hallucinations, or they will drink lots of alcohol in, for them to see this spirit activity. That's the wrong way of doing it. If you want to do it all natural, you just got to meditate, practice, practice, practice. And there is no right or wrong way of meditating. Just clearing your mind and opening up your chakras. That's one of the things that Peter has taught me throughout the years, is that you have to go ahead and meditate at least 5 minutes a day, at night and in the morning when you wake up. What you do is this simple hand meditation. It's like 3 and 3. There's a video on my YouTube channel that shows him doing it. And it's really, really cool. And what that does, it aligns your chakras in line. Because every day, no matter who you are, it doesn't matter, your chakras get all out of whack because you come in contact with different people and it's all this debris and it messes you up. Your energy gets off balance. So with that energy and meditation that he teaches is that it brings everything back in alignment and centered and grounded. So meditation, definitely do it every day. Now,
yeah, because we're so detached in society probably, and it was probably easier for earlier cultures to really be in tune than we are today probably.
Exactly. And when I started out too, I had this since age 5, and you know the story is just a little different. I have a book that's coming out too in the summer that will entail my whole detail of my family history and some accounts of where my family actually has in the book as well, where they tell the story of how I acted as a kid, basically what I was talking to that wasn't there. And then from all these different things that I was growing up and in school and everything else. But more importantly, a lot of people don't have anybody to go to help develop their psychic abilities. That's one of
right.
the main problems. So if you find, and there's a lot more of them out there, go to metaphysical shop or a psychic store. Usually they have psychics that will teach classes or do a seminar or whatever. Get in a group of like-minded people, and when you do, you become one and you become like a family, and then you guys learn from each other. That's the best way to do it, and that's what I've done for the last 9.5 years. And I've just been in that circle with the Learning Light Foundation. People know me there. And Peter and all the people in his classes. We're just like one big family, and it's just amazing, and we learn from each other, and it just progresses and goes. Now, what was your other question about the paranormal?
How do you handle a home haunting issue?
A home haunting issue. Okay, first thing, even though I'm a psychic and a medium, I have to go in there with a little bit of skepticism. You know, go in there, not every knock on the wall is a spirit. Not every bang on the wall is a spirit. Or when the door opens up or moves slightly, it's not a ghost, it's just a draft. So I have to rule out everything before I claim it's paranormal. So what I do is I like to start from the outside of a building, work my way in. So I try to find out what's going on possibly outside that's causing the activity. It could be a number of things. It could be probably, it could be whatever happened on a property beforehand, or it can be an object that is buried outside because some spirits get attached to certain objects. So if there's nothing outside, I work my way in. And if, when I'm inside the house, that's when I ask spirits to please make their presence known. Then I usually feel first. Then when I sense them, I ask them, can you please talk to me? And then that's when I hear them, and I say, can you please show yourself? And that's how I see them. So it goes in that order. And then I try to find out what is causing the activity there and identify names of the activity, cause of death, you name it. And if they're attached to an object, that's how I'll know. And then they have to get rid of that object for the spirit activity to release. So there's so many different factors as to why a spirit is there and why they remain there. And some just want to call it home, and they become very territorial. Now, demon activity, they come and go. It's like I always have this thing about like attracts like. So therefore, if you're a mean, nasty, angry, violent person in life, you're going to attract those demons or negative entities, and they get attached to you, and they follow you wherever you go because you act the same way they do, negative and evil. Okay? That's how I look at it as. And, it, you know, that's the way it is.
So, what childhood paranormal experiences did you have, Mike or Susan?
What kind of paranormal experiences?
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, if Susan's had some.
Yeah, Susan has a lot, I believe, too. Just for me, really quickly, people know my story. You can read it on my website. Basically, it was in my two-story apartment building. I was playing in my room, and I felt something behind me. I turned around. There was a little boy standing there, blue jeans, red shirt. I started talking to him. He said his name was Tony. And my family came into my room asking me who I was talking to because my brother was in the living room. He wasn't in the room with me. So therefore, they wanted to see who I was talking to. So I said, look, my friend Tony. They were like, there was nobody there. This happened at school with the teacher. Now, this is kind of funny because at the school with the teacher on recess, I was standing next to in front of the swing, and I would be talking to Tony. And the teacher would come over there and say, who are you talking to over here? And what are you staring at? And I said, I'm talking to my friend Tony. And they look at an empty swing. So that was kind of, you know, a little weird. So the teacher had to talk to my parents. And my dad was kind of like the one who was like, stop doing that. It's your imagination, right? So after time, people telling me it was my imagination, that ability tend to kind of subside a little bit. But when it came to high school, now this is fast forward into high school, I would always be the quiet, strange, and strange kid. All my friends would call me that, strange, weird, you know, odd. And I would always sit at the back of the class. I didn't want to be picked on, so I always try to keep my head down on the desk or whatever so the teacher wouldn't pick me, right, because I didn't want to speak. And now look at me now. It's like it's a totally opposite now. You can't get me to shut up. And now, you know, so in school, it was just, I was just quiet and strange. Then I would tell my friends in school, I would tell them things that there was no possible way for me to even know. And they were like, man, you're weird. How did you know that? And I said, I don't know. It just, I know. And then at recess or at lunchtime, everybody would go play basketball. We would always play basketball. And everybody had a nickname for me while we were playing basketball in high school. They would call me Luke. I mean, they would call me Luke Skywalker. Yeah, I was like Luke. Yeah, Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker is what they would call me because I had these weird Jedi tricks. Like I would end up in one spot right away, and then it's like I'm in another spot so quickly. Like how the heck did I just appear there and was in another spot right away? And I had these weird Jedi tricks. That's why they call me Luke Skywalker. And I would always hit three pointers all the time. And I was just like, bam, bam. It was a lot of fun. But that's my story as far as that goes. And Susan, if you have any young stories you want to share?
Oh, Susan?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my family, the thing that was always happening, and this – yeah, I didn't know my great-grandmother, but my grandmother particularly was very insightful, for lack of a better word. But sometimes she would, like, call my mom and say, you know, keep Susie home today, or don't go here or don't go there, that type of thing. So we grew up knowing, and we had dreams and this kind of thing. But we really, except just in our family, we never talked about it to anyone because, you know, most people, number one, don't believe you.
Right.
And number two, they think you have, you know, a few screws missing in your head. So it was something that we didn't do, you know, we just didn't talk about to other people. The older I get, the more pronounced it is. And, you know, sometimes it's just extremely frightening. And 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, my only sibling, my brother, was diagnosed with cancer. And he went through the chemo and everything, and they said that he was cancer-free. And so just shortly after that, I had a dream, and my brother was career Navy. And so I had a dream, and my brother was in the casket, and we were all crying, and he had on his Navy uniform with all of his medals. And I woke up, and I was crying. And I told my daughters, and they're like, first thing they said is, don't tell Nanny, that's my mom. And so the next day, you know, I'm really close to my mom, so I pretty much tell her everything. So I couldn't resist, and I called her. And, you know, my mom, particularly, you know, when you only have one son and one daughter, she's totally in denial. She said, no, he's cancer-free, everything's going to be great. Maybe the old trite saying of somebody's going to get married, and you know, and that's what she said. So about 3 weeks later, I had another dream, and in this dream, my brother was in a hospital bed, and my cousin, Debbie, who was the closest thing I had to a sister, was sitting on the bed, and my Aunt Edith, who was very, very gifted, was sitting at a window on like a little stool or something, and Debbie was telling stories about when we were kids. So I called my mom and I said, oh, Mom, I dreamed this. And she said, oh, well, that means everything's going to be okay. I was like, yeah, I guess so, you know. So I didn't think that much about it. And then in August, that was probably in July, in August, early August, my mom called me and she said, you have to get home right away. They've given your dad, your brother 48 hours to live. And
wow.
So I went rushing home, and by the time, you know, I mean, I'm on the West Coast, so by the time I, you know, we get a night flight and we fly out and we get to Georgia, they have actually transferred my brother from the hospital to the hospice. And so they're just waiting for him to die. So I go in and I see him, and, you know, it's just the most horrific sight I've ever seen in my life. It was so horrifying for me. And, of course, I had to go out of the room for a few minutes, and I came back, and then I started working on him. And I aspirated him. I did all of these things. And 7 days later, when I left, my brother was walking with a walker, and he was talking, and he looked so much better, and they were going to send him home. He did go home, and on September the 30th, I woke up, just like sat up straight in my bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, oh my gosh, and then I paid my Sprint bill at 4:05, and then I still was really uneasy, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And at 4:20 our time, which is 7:20 Georgia time, my brother's next-door neighbor called me and said, your brother just passed away. And so, but during the time that my brother was in the hospice when I was home, him lying in the hospital bed, Debbie sitting on the bed, my aunt by the window, and all my cousins there, and we're telling stories about growing up. It happened exactly like I saw it, exactly. And then when my brother was in the casket, he was wearing his Navy uniform with all of his medals, and he had a full Navy, it was military, but it was a Navy military funeral, and he was buried in the Georgia National Cemetery. So almost everything I saw happened exactly. And the kind of the thing that put me a little bit at peace, on the morning after my brother died, so that would have been on October the 1st, very early, you know, like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, which is when everything always happens with me, I saw, and in my dream, it was all white, and I saw my dad. And my dad came down, and, I mean, it was just like a floating type thing. I really don't know how to explain it. But my brother was in the hospital bed, and my dad picked him up, and he carried him. I didn't see any tunnels or anything like that, but he was in my dad's arms. And then during this entire time, the only thing in my mind was love, just this incredible, unthinkable kind of love, unconditional. Everything was love. And then I saw my grandparents, my two sets of grandparents, and some of my uncles who had passed away, and some other people. And I mean, I can't say there was a peace, because there was so much pain with losing my brother, but I thought my daddy came to get my brother. So
wow.
Yeah, it was very powerful. And with my family, sometimes we see things that are going to happen no matter what, and then other times we can prevent things from happening. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's what I grew up with. And sometimes it can be very powerful, and sometimes it really hurts. But I kept thinking that, because my dad visits me a lot, and I know he's always with me, always, and he never leaves me. And so, you know, if someone doesn't believe in the afterlife, then either they're stifling what they, you know, what they're feeling, or maybe they just don't have any feelings, because I know it's there. I know it's there. And, you know, that gives you a little insight as to why Beyond Expo itself is so important to us, because we
right.
learn, you know. I'm signing up for every seminar. that kind of thing, because I'm serious. You should hear them. They'll say, okay, we're going to do something on ours. And I'm like, my name is the first on the list. And that's how I feel. And one thing I tell you, Mike got to meet Skylar and my grandson, who has Down syndrome. So Mike is fully aware of what, you know, what our life is like with him. And the whole time Mike was around, Skylar was playing with the doggies and this kind of thing. So, yeah, so Mike has a very special place in my heart, just so you guys know. He is I tell him all the time how incredible, not because of his gift, but because of who Mike Luke is. And he's
right.
Just an amazing young man. And I think I'm blessed every day for him to have come into my life. And also, I wanted to tell you guys so that you can kind of get the word out there to all the psychics. We're going to be filming the entire event, and we're also working on doing pilots to do shows. And I'm talking about shows with real psychics and real mediums and real people working, nothing scripted. As Kelly in the Raw likes to say, it's going to be totally in the raw. And
right.
So, so these things, to be a part of it, you know, to get in on it, and every day we're going to, every night we're going to upload or download, I think it's upload, onto YouTube a lot of the things that are happening at the event every day. So, you know, if psychics and mediums and empaths and all of these want to, you know, bring more awareness to themselves, this is their perfect venue, because it's all about you guys. It's not going to be any fluff. We have some, you know, we have some actors coming, but these are people who are friends of mine. They're personal friends of mine who just want to come. They want to meet the people, and they want to be involved, and they want to help us. So it truly is all about the paranormal community.
Right, and I can tell that, you know, you just had a passion and the field of the paranormal, and I was kind of inferring how the two of those came together through the foundation, and also, too, you know, that it's Beyond Expo Las Vegas, and it's, you know, paranormally themed in a lot of ways, and was kind of looking for that correlation and everything. I can see that coming out of you and everything, and it looks, certainly this is the audience too. Everybody we have here in the chat room, we have a lot of paranormal researchers and empaths, psychics and mediums and people too that I can see at the expo. There's a lot of, this isn't just an expo, it's an interactive too, if it's going to be documented, filmed, and then something of that type where everybody gets together. And two, helping the kids with the psychic ability issues as well. I know it's coming up on the late edition of the show. Can you guys hold? We take a commercial break, come right back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that,
yes,
Susan?
I'm fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Again, this is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli and LightParanormal.com. Coming up, we have Mike Loop. He can do some psychic readings. We have ticket giveaway as well to Beyond Expo Las Vegas event. And this is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli and LightParanormal.com. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the Most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite books. And I want to say congratulations to the ghost host with the most, Sophia, for 1 year of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. That is awesome. Keep up the great and spooky work. LiveParanormal.com.
This is Team Investigators.
Ever.
Frank.
Steve.
Candy. Jessica.
From California Ghost Chasers. And you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
That's right, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli and LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven, Can You Hear Me? By the late famed Fox Sighting Psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. Right now I'm posting in the chat room. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. Actually, too, on the left side of the player up there, there's a different number, too, the 347. You can call that as well. But beyond Vegas... BeyondExpoLasVegas.com, I posted in the chat room. So BeyondExpoLasVegas.com, go to the site right now and see the details. And we have Psychic Mike Loop. Unfortunately, Peter Sereno couldn't make it, and again, going through some medical treatments right now. And we have co-founder Susan Bell of the Beyond Expo Las Vegas event. I'm trying to bring everybody's levels back up here now, and I believe, okay, yeah, we have everybody back in the room. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you. I would just like to have everybody send out their prayers to Peter Sereno and the stuff that he's going through. And he mentioned on our show, or my show and stuff, he just found out that he has leukemia, but they're not sure exactly what part of it he has, if it's the acute or if it's the chronic version, and he will be finding out, I think, May 3rd, he'll find out exactly which one it is. So keep them in your prayers and just send out some healing energy because he really needs it. And, you know, me and him are so close, and we've been hanging out, and it's kind of like, you know, I get that emotional feeling with it, with him, because we've just been hanging out so often, and it's become like, I'll tell everybody, he's like another father to me, my spiritual father, basically, because he's been teaching me all this stuff, everything that you would think about, but the metaphysical and psychic, and just, it's just one of those things. So just send out your prayers to him. It'll be really greatly appreciated. Thank you.
We will, and also, too, our audience is great about that, sending out the prayers to people within our audience. And those majority of our listeners, too, they catch the archive shows that can't make it here, or also across the pond as well. And so, Susan, what was the name of the person you'd like us to pray for?
Oh, my mom, the Dean Bell in our foundation. The foundation was actually named for my mom and dad, and what they brought to our family, and the kindness and just the incredible love that I grew up with. And so that's the foundation is in their honor. My father's deceased, but my mother is still living, and she has pneumonia, and you know, that's not a great thing for someone who's 84 years old. And
right.
She's doing better. Like I said, we were able to tango her yesterday, and we saw her and talked to her, and it's but she looked ill. She's lost a lot of weight, and she's just been very, very sick. And so everybody, please, you know, say a few prayers for her that she gets better, because I would really love for her to be at the expo if possible.
Right, and that's coming up too. So Beyond ExpoLasVegas.com, it's going to be at the Riviera Hotel and Casino Event Center October 16th through the 19th. So plenty of time to plan for it. We have a great audience here, and there's a collective family within the field. And so, yeah, great that all the proceeds, too, go to the foundation.
Yep, and I'm definitely looking forward to it, and it's going to be fun. It's just going to be a great time, you know, and that's what I'm looking forward to. And Susan, I already met Susan. I met Vernon Wells already. And I'm just looking forward to meet just everybody. It's going to be a great thing. It's just one big, in the Beyond family, everybody's just going to become like a family when they're there. And that's how it really, really is. And I love it, you know? What more can I say? But,
right.
I'm honored to be part of this event and helping Susan and helping the foundation and helping spread the word. I've been trying to get us on the Ellen DeGeneres show. I've been sending emails and emails. And I've been sending out emails to major radio networks out here and talk shows and different things out there to get me and Susan and different people on the show to talk about the foundation and the event and all that stuff. So we'll see what happens and, you know.
Ooh. Right.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to kind of give a shout-out to the Riviera Hotel and Casino. They are such awesome people. I can't even tell you. We do have special rates. You'll find that on the website. So if you're coming in, make sure you go on and click on, because it's a much lower rate than you can get anywhere, really, in Las Vegas. So I just wanted to, you know, to say they have worked with us. They are so, what is so amazing to me is they are so supportive of the paranormal community. They're all saying, we want our kids to go to the kids seminar. We want, if there's a seance, we want to be part of it. You know, they're just super nice people. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them and you know, thank them for all their help and for supporting us, even, you know, supporting paranormals. It's just wonderful. So now, Sophia, I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
Well, I just want to mention one thing. Susan, aren't the tickets for the event only, like, cheaper until the end of April? And the booth, if people want the booth, is it still a lower price until the end of April, or is that being extended? Just to let people know.
I think I'm going to extend it, mainly because we want people to know that we're not. A lot of people don't really know if they've never been a part of an event. So just so I can kind of explain why we're even charging for the booths, is because the Riviera doesn't set up those spaces. That's done by an outside vendor, particularly in Las Vegas. I don't know how it's got done anyplace else, but it's done by an outside vendor. So I actually have to pay out of my pocket to organize those booths, and each booth cost me a certain amount of money. So the cost that we're charging basically will cover what the vendor is charging us, and with a little bit to go to the foundation. You know, I'm not going to lie to anybody, but I do want people to know that those booths, you know, I have to pay for them, and so that's why there's a charge for it. Otherwise, I give things away all the time, and it's not like me. If you came to me with a sad story, I would probably give it to you. But, you know, at some point I have to kind of call a halt to that kind of thing, because I do have to pay for each and every one of those booths to be set up.
Well, I can tell. Just, I mean, you share a similar thing like I did for Peter James, like Mike Lopez as well, and that I can tell that you just have a passion for the cause and, you know, the field and just the people within the field, you know, just have a generous nature. And just I can tell by your graciousness of just putting this event together, finding the right venue, and certainly it'll show in the success of it as well.
Thank you. It is. I'm very passionate, and I'm also a Georgian. I'm a Southerner, and that's when Mike mentioned family. That's what I call everybody. You know,
right.
When you come on board with us, you're part of our family, and you know, whatever we can do for you, however we can promote you, whatever
wow.
you need from us, we're right there. And that's just how I was raised, and you know, that's a part of my upbringing. And hopefully, I have three daughters. Hopefully, so far, it's shown that they are taking that to heart as well.
Right.
Because you never, being greedy and being selfish doesn't get you anywhere. You know, we're put on this earth to be kind to others and to help others. And the more we let negativity into our lives, the more distraught this world comes. And so if we can, you know, if we can put forth positivity, and Peter, I love Peter's saying, Peter Serrano, he says, the power of the spoken word. So
yeah.
I'm really, really trying to invoke that in my daily life. And a while back, this was years ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I read a book, and it's called You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. So if anybody wants to read something profound, and I'm telling you, this book has been around for at least 15 or, you know, years or more, because I lived in Los Angeles at that time. And it's just a powerful book, and it kind of expounds on Peter's thing, the spoken word. It's even, in this book, it tells you even your thoughts. That the energy we put out, and I know as paranormals, that's what you guys focus on, the energy we put out. If everybody put out a positive energy and we put down all that negative energy, I think our world would be a much, much different place to live in.
Well, too, also as speaking animals and communication as being our primary element, to be able to speak forward and have somebody hear you and them to take it, process it, and it actually comes to fruition and, you know, act or, you know, understanding, that we get understanding and can convey it, you know, yeah, definitely. It's a different sense.
And
absolutely.
And if anybody wants to see some of Peter's inspiration as well, go to his website at peterserrano.com, or you can go to, once again, peterserrano.com.
Got it in chat room.
Mike, I just had a question. What do you sense or gather from me in my current direction in life?
Oh my gosh. Was this like I was telling your dad just, I think, two nights ago when he was going to be on my radio show, you know, when Blog Talk Radio was having issues, their outage stuff, I said that you have a lot of great stuff coming up, and I felt like there's something coming up for you in October and also during the summer, but it's going to progress and it's going to get better into next year. But I also see you taking you're going to be like on some type of film, TV. There's something coming up with that, and just go for it, because everything is just like in a positive direction, it feels like, for you. And, you know, just be happy, and you should just go with the flow of it. And all things are in favor for you. And college, too. I don't know. College is going to be in something, but you're going to go. And are you in high school now? I mean, the last time I saw you, it was.
I'm going to be going in high school next year.
Wow, I thought you were already in high school already. Wow.
Yeah, she's growing fast.
yeah, she's, you know, the last time I saw her, she was shorter, and now she's all, like, taller, and I'm just like, man, she, you know. And let me tell you, you are, for your age, you got an age of, like, someone that is in their late 20s, okay, as far as knowledge goes. You have, like, that, okay, a lot of knowledge, and you just know a lot of different things, so just keep doing what you're doing, and you're in the right direction. Keep doing your radio shows. Don't ever give that up, because it's always going to get better and better and better, and I see that going skyrocketing, and then you're going to have your own talk show. I don't know if I want to mention that now, but I will. You're going to have your own talk. You're going to have, like, your own talk show, but I don't mean, like, radio talk show, but I feel it's going to be, like, in a studio. I keep seeing it, like, a studio-type thing, and you're just going to have people come in and interview them, almost kind of like what you see on TV now, like Craig Ferguson's show. You're going to just have something kind of similar like that, but it's going to be paranormal related. That's all I can give you with that aspect of things.
Sophia, I think yeah. Definitely if you can get out of school, you really need to come to the expo. A personal invitation to you. I would love to have you there because you are being able to experience something at such a young age. And, oh, my, it's just, I get this feeling that you are just going to make a tremendous difference. And not only for yourself, but for other teenagers, other kids, even adults in the paranormal community. I think you're going to bring a lot of awareness, and I just get this tingly feeling, and I wanted to express that, and I definitely want you to come to the expo. I'm like, wow, this would be
Whoa.
So awesome.
Well, I know, that's one thing Shirley and I were talking about. We're planning out our summer and then anything else we can possibly do or just strategically going through things. Cause, yeah, my wife had some injuries over the last year and things. We're still, you know, having to plan things out. That's a new one for us. So.
Yeah, well, just know the invitation is there because growing up as a child and not being able to express certain things, I know how it was. Even my daughters have experienced that. And so I just think for her to share her story and she has a forum to do that on the show each week, I just think that's incredible. And I have to applaud you, and it brings awareness and it brings more kids in. And I think that's what we need. If you do the training and the awareness from early up, then some of that purity stays with you. Sort of like with Skylar and the Down syndrome kids, that purity kind of stays with you because your mind is so open. And I just think it's awesome.
It definitely is. She's right on track, and she is gonna make a big difference in this paranormal field. Seriously. And then, it's like what Kelly Coffey says. It's the younger generation kids, they are the new normal. So these kids are pretty much going to be the new normal. So everybody's going to start looking up to them, and they're going to pave the way into new stuff. So it's going to be amazing. Seriously, give it another few years, and kids are just going to be, bam, out there, psychic kids, and it's just, and they're going to be more open about it, too, because a lot of kids right now, they're just in the closet. They're afraid to come out and talk about this stuff because they're afraid of rejection. They're afraid that people are going to think they're nuts, crazy, whatever, and in reality, they're not crazy. They really do see things, they feel things, and, you know, they need to make that change, so they're the ones that are going to be able to do it.
Well, even now with Eric and Mike from OC Soul Searchers in the chat room, Sally Richards, who's listening with littles or her little one. And, there's a passion that this is a big part of the show that's underlying is that we had, you know, as you know, Mike, like a paranormal activity in our former residence. And I started off as a parent, like, is there any coincidence? I co-authored Peter's book and then she's getting these things. But when all that verification started coming forward, my wife experiencing things and all the females in the house at the same time and other people going, no, it's Sophia's age and telling us that, like, yeah, she's had something this whole time. Then it was like, you know, I was that skeptic parent and then turned into the one that had to be accepting and understanding, and then ultimately saw when I was offered this show for a long time by Rob, it was like, well, Sophia wanted to try to have a show, and now she Skypes with kids and families with, you know, home haunting issues and psychic ability issues, and it's become a great thing of the accolades that she's received of people that are actually getting help, or they're able to talk and with their parents now about things and a little bit more open and understanding, or use the show as a venue and have experts on like you and you know, just others in the field that are experts that are able to give their point of view of, here's what's worked for me, here's what's worked as a parapsychologist at this location, or this is what someone else did, and for everybody to grab what they can out of that information from all these shows has been really, really fruitful, you know, and I'm a proud parent, you know, sitting here watching it and knowing that it is helping people, so.
That's a good thing about helping people, you know, and we all come back from different various backgrounds, you know, and different belief systems, and there's no right or wrong way when it comes to the paranormal, because everybody's unique, and plus the paranormal is paranormal for a reason. It's unknown, so we don't all have the answers. And I'll be honest with everybody here, just because I'm a psychic and I've been doing paranormal investigations and done so many different things for the last 9 years, I still don't have all the answers to all everything. And if I did, geez, you know, just imagine what we could be at if we all had the answers. So, and, you know, it's a cool thing. I love this stuff.
Right. Keeping, too, on the course, that was something I mentioned to you on the phone, and Shirley and I had been taking note during the year, and I wish we really just wrote everything down, but when you were on last year on Sophia's show, you had some predictions leading into the following year, and you said there's going to be big changes within the Vatican, some scandal or something. You said something's going to happen with the Pope where he's either medically or he has to step down, and then you brought up, you know, earthquakes in, you know, India and China and then Mexico and different, you know, and it was all right there on the show. I mean, you know, remember those predictions you were giving? And
you know, I do remember some of them, and if I can listen back to the show, if it's archived somewhere, I would love to listen to it again. I'd be like, damn, I said that. You know,
yeah,
but
there's a clairvoyant, Susan Lowe, who's been on the show, and she told some things to callers, and after, you know, immediately after the show, and I talked to her and just thanked her and everything, and I said, yeah, that call, she didn't remember any of the phone call, and it was like dead on what she said to the person. I was like, wow. So does it kind of work that way too?
Yeah, that does happen a lot of the time too. I want to go ahead and mention something about these predictions, you know. When it comes to predictions, and Peter Serino also told me too, because Peter Serino is one of the biggest predictors that are out there, and he's really accurate when it comes to predictions, and he was one that predicted the 9/11 attacks just before they happened, and you could read about it all on his website. I wish he was on the show tonight so he was able to, he can tell his story about it, but when it happens with me, with predictions, it just comes in a form of through dreams. Now, when it comes in my dreams, I see it and I feel it and I'm actually experience it in my dream. And the way that I can tell you guys, it's almost like a movie and I'm just watching it. Now, if there's going to be a disaster somewhere, I see it on TV. Like in my dream, I'm watching TV and there's the headline news, like CNN or whatever, and it will say breaking news, blah, 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 right? So that's how I get my dreams. Now, earthquakes, when I get earthquake dreams, which I will tell everybody, I've been getting a lot of earthquake dreams lately in the last 2 months. Now, I just can't. We've been having a lot of big ones in other countries lately, 7.8 and 8.0, and I forgot where it was. I think it was in China or something.
Yeah.
Up there. All these earthquakes are happening. And basically, the way this is all happening, what Peter has been telling me is that the earth, and along with all these sinkholes that are happening all over in different places and parts of the world, Florida, where it sinks a man in his room, and then the Louisiana sinkhole. Basically, what's happening, everybody, is the earth is expanding. It's expanding, and basically, this is why things are happening. So it's all part of the universe and the cycle of things to come. Now, I've had dreams where this earthquake is, there's going to be one, I'm just going to tell another prediction right now, is that in the last month, I mean, something around Russia, there's Japan, and then there's Russia, and then there's the ocean, just, you know, people know their geography a little bit. I suck at it, so I'm not that big, but I just will give you an idea. In my dream, I was watching TV in my dream, and they said breaking news on CNN, and they, you know, they showed a little red dot, and it had little rings around it when they say there's an earthquake. Well, in the area just above Japan, and then there's the Russia area, right in the ocean, there was a big earthquake, and the magnitude it showed on the news, CNN news, was magnitude 9.0. Then shortly and 30 minutes later, they got an update on it, and it was reduced to an 8.9. So we'll see what happens if anything like that happens around that area there. Now, another thing that I'm concerned about lately, guys, is the Cascadia. I've been having dreams. Peters has been talking about it, too, the Cascade Range up in Oregon, Washington, and up in that area. Peters has been having the same predictions that that's going to go anytime, sometime this year, causing a 9.0 earthquake, which is going to cause a massive tsunami on the West Coast and all the way down Southern California as well. It's going to come all the way around here. And then another area of concern is the New Madrid Fault that goes right through the Mississippi and Tennessee and all those places. Get ready for some 7.3, or around there, 7.3 around that area. And let me tell you guys, I feel, and it feels like it's all HAARP. And now, if anybody knows HAARP, it's the organization that they do certain type of all these different type of things. I'm pretty sure people know what I'm talking about. HAARP.
Yeah, like in Washington and the, yeah, for us, yeah. Communication between submarines and things.
Yeah, and they do some type of all these different. Some people believe they manipulate the weather and cause earthquakes. You can even check it out. Go on the internet. Go to HAARP, HAARP.net, or just check HAARP status, and it will show you where all the concentration of energy is centered, and it's weird. And then that's kind of. It's interesting. Anytime that happens, there's something that goes on, but it's just one of those conspiracy things. And yet again, China, there's going to be some kind of different things going on in China as well, but I also feel that there's going to be, I said this just months ago, and it's not going to do any good now for me to say it, because it's not actually a prediction that I'm going to tell you now. Because it happened already months ago that I had this prediction about Korea and Korea going into wanting to do, you know, go into war. So, and what Peter sees is there is going to be a World War III, and it's going to be between Japan, Korea, South Korea, China, and Russia are all going to get involved. And it's going to mess up the U.S. They're going to shoot, and all hell is going to break loose. And, yeah, that's the end of the story with that. So, yeah.
Wow. Let's hope that one's one of the ones that's, a dream, actually. But, yeah,
yeah.
Susan,
Oh, yeah, has any of your other, like, it seems like kind of congruent with within you, but has any other family members of yours had any kind of psychic abilities or experiences with haunting activity?
Yes. I'm going to go into my great-great-grandmother. She had the ability of telekinetic abilities, being able to move objects and see spirits and communicate with them as well. Then my grandma, who passed away in 2003, she had the ability to move objects with her mind. And she would also see spirits and demons and all these spirits as well. And then when she passed away, but my aunt, who's still alive, when she was a kid, she was also able to move objects with her mind and move things. And it was kind of interesting, you know, when they told me this. And I was like, man, I wish I can do that. And I wasn't able to do that yet. I still can't do it with my mind. But my aunt, she's able to see spirits, communicate with them, communicate with animals. But her number one thing is being able to look at somebody and know exactly what their illness is and how they're going to die and give an exact time frame. She's done that many times, which kind of freaks me out a lot. And she kind of is concerning me a little bit now because after I told her about Peter's situation and it's kind of bugging me for the last couple of days from what she told me, and I hope it's not true, but she's been on track many times. And it freaks me out. And I've always I told Susan this, I think it was like a week or two ago, and I was like telling her on the phone, I said, I keep having this feeling, I keep seeing it in my head, I keep seeing it, that I'm going to be in the hospital near Peter and just being there with him in the hospital. And it's like, you know, I know that time is coming, but in reality, I don't want it to be it that way, you know, because it would be another emotional thing for me. And, you know, because he's taught me so much, and it's just one of those things, you know, that you just don't want.
Right.
You just don't want to think about the possibility, because he's already been telling me already about funeral. He's already been talking to me about funerals already, which is kind of getting me a little uneasy when people talk about that. Because once they start talking about that, they know something is gonna, is gonna happen, and it really gets to me. So.
Yeah. Well, no, too, a quick story that, Peter James, his best friend, Victor, who was instrumental in getting him to the hospital at the end for medication adjustments and lived across a courtyard from him for like 35 years. And he said when his mom died and his sister died, he said both times he could tell, like a week before, he could tell Peter knew. And then finally after his sister died, he went to Peter and he goes, Peter, I know you knew about my mom and I know you knew about my sister dying. Why didn't you tell me? And Peter, he said, just in a quick, abrupt statement, was just, it's not my place to tell you. And I think what that is, for you being a psychic, for me being a layperson and understanding that, it'd be like you taking as a human with a mortal way of taking away what naturally is there in life, the five stages of, sadness and anger and resentment, all the different things you have, you can remove that in just a spoken word about telling someone what's going to happen or happen with someone that they know. So Peter just didn't feel like that was his place to tell somebody something that he knew. So, yeah.
Right. It's basically each individual's own discretion, whether or not they want to tell somebody. Like for me, for example, sometimes I see things that are going to happen to other people, whatever it is. Sometimes I just have to tell the person. And the main reason I tell the person, it's not to scare them. It's to prevent it from happening. Like, hey, look out. Like a warning sign. Like, you know how you go drive somewhere and there's a warning sign, please do not enter, but some people enter anyway and something happens, that's what I have to do. And when I get pushed to do it, spirit will tell me and it will just blurb out of my mouth and I have to say it, even though if it's going to scare the person. But we got to think about this way. Would you rather know to try to prevent it and get medical help to prevent something from happening, or not know and just, bam, have a problem. So it's basically up to the person, but I personally just would love to just tell people just as a precautionary period. You know, like I told Peter I felt something was wrong, and he was like, really? And he was like, yeah. So he went to the doctor and get checked up, and then he found out one of his, a different thing he had. He was like, you were right. He told me that I had one of these bladder things going on, and I told him he should go see a doctor because I felt that, you know. So certain things, you know, telling people.
Yeah.
And there's some people out there that might disagree, like, hey, it shouldn't be because it's your own destiny. But then again, if it's going to help somebody and help their life and let them live a little longer, it's a positive thing. And, you know, and I tend to do it that way, you know. And then there's times where I've had, you know, just certain people, I just had certain people that I were really angry with, right? And I didn't mean to say certain things, but it just blurred out because what happened? There made me do it anyway. I was pissed off at people in my past, and guess what? I had to say it. I said it. Spirit told me to say it, and bam, I had it happen. So, not necessarily is it a bad thing, but it could prevent things if you pay attention. It's kind of like that movie, if I can remember, Destination Truth. No, not Destination Truth.
Final Destination.
Final Destination is where something's going to happen to somebody and they try to prevent it from happening, you see. But sometimes you can, what is it they call, cheat death, if you will. You know, and then it will come after you later on. But, hey, at least you were saved in that time being, but then later on it comes to you at a later time. So it's a win-win, you know, one of those things, you know. But, everybody hates the word death, right? I hate the word death. Whenever I hear, oh, somebody died, it bugs me to hear the word died. I like to hear the word passed on. That's the better word for me. That person just passed on. When I see the news and they say this person died, I'm like, come on, can you say this person passed on instead of died? They overuse that word, and it's just, the word should be passed on. I mean,
go ahead, Susan.
I was just going to tell you that, you know, the one, I kind of know the difference when I have a dream. Like, when I had the dream about my brother, I felt it was a warning that it was something that I could not control as much as I would have loved to have done that. I begged the oncologist to tell me, you know, that he could live. And, you know, he said that it's in God's hands, and that's exactly how he put it to me. He said, my prognosis is 4 to 6 months, but it's in God's hand, and he died in 35 days. But I knew when I saw, when I had the dream, I knew that my brother was going to die, and pass on. And so I took it as a warning. I tried to prepare my mom, and you know, because I knew, but I can tell you that once it happened, there's no preparing you. The hurt, you go through all that grieving. Even though I knew 2 months ahead of time, it started because you know, and you have this, you know, you have this anxiety kind of. But I feel like my dad wanted. I think he wanted me to take care of my mom because, it was very hard for her. And in the end, at the funeral, my mom was holding me, and I was the one, she was taking care of me, which was, just so ironic. And I thought, Daddy, you kind of missed that one because in the end, mom was taking care of me. But after, I noticed that after my father died in 2001, a strength came to my mom that had never been there before, because she was always, she would cry at everything. We nicknamed her Niagara Falls, and she just cried at the drop of a hat. And so I saw a strength come to her and at that time, and she held up so well. I think afterwards, because when you're going through something like that, it's a very surreal. It's like it's not you. You're kind of floating. And then afterwards, that's when she had a really difficult time. With my brother, she had seen him go through the chemo and everything. But it still, it just totally devastated her. And then we lost Debbie, the one that I told you about, that my first cousin that was sitting on the bed with my brother. We lost her almost a year after my dad to cancer as well. And wow. So those things have just, I mean, all my aunts and uncles are still alive, and yet two of the grandchildren are gone. And that we just thought that was so, you know, incredible that we have, my oldest aunt is like 87 years old, and all of them are still alive. We have not lost one of them. And, you know, then the young people are dying and are passing on, sorry. And so I can tell you that nothing ever prepares you when that call came in and said your brother she said passed away. She did not say die. And when she said he just passed away, that was just, I mean, you could have just hit me with a sledgehammer. My heart just broke in a million pieces. And it continued to do so, you know, on my flight home and to Georgia and everything, it continued. And then, you know, it was just amazing. And my mom was holding me, and she was rubbing my shoulders and everything. And, you know, I was crying. And so even though maybe daddy knew and he was warning me, I don't know, you know, but it's kind of amazing that, you know, so many of these things happen and you know they're still there. That's the hope I have and the love that I have, that I know they're still there. I may not be able to touch them every day. I may not be able to physically see them every day, but I know they're still there. And so that brings, you know, it brings just such joy to me. And even the memories when we go back and we talk, you know, because I talk about my dad every day. I talk about my brother and Debbie, who was so close to me. I talk about them every day. And so to me, I keep them alive, at least in my heart, by knowing that they're still there. But anyway, guys, I have to jump out of here. It has been just an incredible show. Thank you so much for having me on. This was Mike, if you want to do a giveaway, just make sure you get all the information. But Sophia, I just think you're amazing, and I would, hopefully I will get to meet you. I'm moving to Los Angeles in the middle of May, so maybe we can all get together with Mike, and we'll all be able to see. Pardon me?
You already met me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We could all meet up for sure.
Yeah, we can all get together or something. It would be awesome and maybe do a little promo commercial or something. It'd be fabulous. But it's been a pleasure. Thank you guys for having me on, and thank you for helping us promote Beyond. It means a lot to me, to my family, to the foundation, everything. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our thing.
We're going to keep promoting from here. I'll keep getting the information out and for our late edition audience members. But thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, guys. The best of
luck.
Blessings to everybody, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Susan.
All right, you too.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Bye-bye.
And thanks, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see. How much time do we have? Like 10 minutes left or something?
Yeah. They started with music beds and things, so we have like five. But, thanks so much for coming on, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. If you want, try to have one caller call in. And a caller number seven, if you're a caller number seven, you get to win a two pair tickets to the Beyond Expo general admission tickets. So whoever is caller number 7 and you call in, they get to win. So if you want to do that, whoever's calling number 7.
There's the number, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. Have it in the chat room. Yeah, caller, you can win two tickets to Beyond Expo Las Vegas event. But, Mike, also, too, if possible, and we can work that out, we can have Susan back on the show, you know, around end of July, August, you know, something of that type, and then, you know, do another push, another promotion for the foundation and for the event, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or, hey, even better, we can have all the guests that are going to be on, like on my shows now, I have all the guests that are going to be on, the celebrities, filmmakers that are part of it. And so maybe we can have everybody on at the same time on your show, and it would be freaking awesome.
Yeah. No, that'd be great. And again, no, too, I'm going to be on your broadcast on Spirit Encounters Radio May 1st. Yeah, Wednesday coming up. So let me see. Who do we have here? Let's see. This is a Skype in. Yeah, hi.
Cool.
You're on the Ghost.
Hi.
Is this Sally? Hi.
It is. How are you?
I know that voice.
Wow. Good to hear
you. Would you like tickets?
I would love tickets.
Cool. So
okay.
You won the tickets. You won the tickets. Okay.
Thank
so what
you,
can,
Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for the tickets. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, you're welcome. What you want to do is just go ahead and send me an email at michaelloop1983@gmail.com and just give me your information, your address, and where to set the tickets, and I'll give Susan the information, and then she'll go ahead and send them out to you in the mail.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so it's michaelloop1983?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, Gmail. Okay, so it's michaelloop1983@gmail.com.
Got it.
So
great.
I'll get Sally in touch with you. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks. Great show today.
And Little would probably be great there, too. It's a kid-oriented event, and that's I love to see that, too, within the field.
She's going to love being there.
Wow, cool. Wow, great show.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe you can get a booth, if you like, and sell a book.
Great.
Or, whatever you want, you know, just
ooh.
A website. And
all sounds good to me.
Wow. Well,
great.
Thanks, everybody. This
thank
is a
you.
Fantastic show. So, and, yeah, again, I can tell Susan's passion everything for the field, and Sally,
oh, yeah.
too. I
yeah.
mean, great member of the field as well. And I'm glad to see somebody, you know, get there, support the foundation as well. And we're going to do our best, too, certainly. That's something, again, Shirley and I are going to sit down. But, you know, thanks, Sally.
Great. Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thanks.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
And say hi, Littles.
I will. She just walked out of the room like 5 minutes ago to go to the bathroom.
We'll shoot her the archive, too. She can hear it.
Okay.
And,
great.
Yeah. Thanks again, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome.
And yeah, I'll be on your show Wednesday at 6 p.m. on Spirit Encounters Radio. That's May 1st, of course. And then, we'll have you guys back on another push. And, in July, August, check back in with you. And we did. We had more questions for you guys as well. So
awesome. And I just want to mention to everybody, too, when I have John on my show May 1st at 6 p.m., I will be giving another chance for you guys to win tickets to the Beyond Expo. So that's another good chance for you guys to win. So come on in and listen in to the show.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Mike.
Hi, you're welcome, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, again, that's Mike Gloop of Spirit Encounters Radio, psychic, and he's going to be presenting, and hopefully, too, we got Peter J. Sereno doing better and getting on the mend as well. This is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Sophia, you right there?
Sophia?
Oh, I hear a video game going on in there. Anyway, great show, everybody.
And we'll see you next week. We have a historian, Queen Mary historian, author, and a paranormal researcher, Nicole Strickland, next week, May 4th. And great show, everybody. And we'll see you then. Thank you so much.
This is Mark and Debbie Constantino, EVP specialist at Being on the Ghost Adventures.
You are listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.